Lieutenant Governor, you're on a trade mission currently in China. Talk to me a little bit about the goals and what this means for Indiana agriculture.
Well, Indiana has a strong agricultural base, and the purpose of the trade mission is agriculture. We designed it almost exclusively around a focus of ag and rural development to take advantage of the world markets. And there's no bigger world market than China with 1.3 billion people.
Talk to me about some of the things you're seeing and some of the information that the folks that are related to Indiana's ag industry can take in and relate back to their operations and Indiana's ag industry back here at home.
Well, we picked a province to visit for the very first time called Sichuan, which is in southwestern China, and it really is their agricultural province, so it parallels Indiana very well. Corn, hog production particularly are two key areas, and we have found great opportunity there. We met with Sichuan Agricultural University as well as their Department of Agriculture, and looking for opportunities. We know we want more of our feed going into their meat operations, and their hog operations are large over here. That's one of their primary, if not their primary, protein source. So there's great opportunities in that. We also brought over Clyde Schaefer of Schaefer Genetics for the hog genetics, which is another demand area, and so we're seeing great opportunities there. And then further, developing the hardwoods market. So we have Keith Cole of Cole Hardwoods. You know, they have a large furniture industry in Sichuan province, and we see great opportunities there. So we're really sourcing multiple opportunities from corn and soybeans, the feed operations to hogs and ducks and popcorn and the agribusinesses like Dow AgriSciences and others that are part of our operation.
China represents such a huge growing market potential for agriculture in general in the U.S. Is part of this trip also to help build and foster those relationships to make Indiana a go-to source for a growing country like China?
Sure, absolutely. And we realized in the talks about soybeans, for instance, even they recognize that the soybeans they're getting out of the Gulf of Mexico, out of those ports, are higher protein, which we know we have in the Midwest and Indiana in particular. And so helping them distinguish that, oh, it's Indiana where those good quality products come from, and oh, it's Indiana that has the great pig genetics, and it's Indiana that has popcorn, and it's Indiana that's number one in ducks. So yes, we're building those first initial relationships, but I'll tell you the other piece that we build on is Purdue University. When you represent the state that is home to one of the top 10 ag universities in the world, it's very helpful. And we have a faculty member, Dr. Holly Wong, who's with us, and that adds tremendous credibility to all of our efforts as well. So almost everywhere we go, there's an interest to partner with us, partially because of the great agriculture we have and the great businesses, the great farms, but also our great agricultural research in Purdue and the agribusinesses.
What have been some of their questions, maybe some of the things that you hope, or maybe the conversations, I guess, on the China end, learning about Indiana agriculture?
Yes. Well, I tell you, their big challenge is what they call urbanization. They have been losing so many of their citizens to the big cities, and what's left in their rural areas, number one, their farms are very small, a hectare or two in size compared to our thousand and thousands of acre farms. But with that, they've lost, just as we've dealt with at a lesser degree, the brain drain and attracting farmers to that lifestyle. And they know their villages are not like our towns and our rural counties. And they'd like to learn from us. They understand that we're ahead of them in the quality of our rural life, and they see some great opportunities there. We've had some discussions about FFA in our most recent travels to some of the other provinces, and there's an interest in how that organizations like FFA lead to leadership. Not only do they lead to good agriculture, they lead to good leadership in rural communities. So there's a genuine openness by the Chinese leadership as well as the agricultural community to understand how we can do this better together.